Translation. One who has forsaken his material occupations to engage in the devotional service of the Lord may sometimes fall down while in an immature stage. Yet there is no danger of his being unsuccessful. On the other hand, a non-devotee, though fully engaged in occupational duties, does not gain anything. Purport. As far as the duties of mankind are concerned, there are innumerable duties. Every man is duty-bound, not only to his parents, family members, society, country, humanity, other living beings, the demigods, etc., but also to the great philosophers, poets, scientists, etc. It is enjoined in the scriptures that one can relinquish all such duties and surrender unto the service of the Lord. So if one does not so and becomes successful in the discharge of his devotional service unto the Lord, it is well and good. But it so happens sometimes that one surrenders himself unto the service of the Lord by some temporary sentiment, and in the long run, due to so many other reasons, he falls down from the path of service by undesirable association. There are so many instances of this in the histories. Bharat Maharaj was obliged to take his birth as a stag due to his intimate attachment to a stag. He thought of the stag when he died. As such, in the next birth, he became a stag. Although he did not forget the incident of his previous birth. Similarly, Chitraketu also fell down due to his offenses at the lotus feet of Shiva. But in spite of all this, the stage is given hence to surrendering unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Even if there is a chance of falling down, because even though one falls down from the prescribed duties of the devotional service, he will never forget the lotus feet of the Lord. Once engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, one will continue the service in all circumstances. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that even a small quantity of devotional service can save one from the most dangerous position. There are many instances of such examples in the history. Ajamil is one of them. Ajamil, in his early life, was a devotee, but in his youth, he fell down. Still, he was saved by the Lord at the end. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Very wonderful verse with very wonderful purport by Srila Prabhupada. It would be very difficult for us to understand the inner meaning of the verse directly by our personal effort. But when we go through the purport of Srila Prabhupada, it becomes very easy. That is the speciality of Srila Prabhupada, the unique contribution to the society. What is that? His Bhaktivedanta Purport. Srila Prabhupada made Srimad Bhagavatam very popular in the society. Before Srila Prabhupada, in our society in India, people used to hear more and more regarding Srimad Mahabharata and Ramayana. That time so many speakers were there in the society. They were meant to speak about Ramayana and Ramayana. From our childhood we heard so many times Ramayana Katha. But nowadays, not only even in India, all over the world we see the speakers are describing about Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavat Katha, Bhagavat Katha, Bhagavat Katha, Bhagavat Gyan Jagu, everywhere. This is Prabhupada's contribution. Why? Because Prabhupada personally is a great Bhagavad. One is Vyakti Bhagavad, individual personality, another is book. Non-different. So, each and every single verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is very, very powerful, very, very special. But out of all the special verses, some verses are very, very important, known as selected verses. Uttam Sloka. Out of them, this is one. Takta sadharmam charanam bhujam harer bhajana pakkata patettato jadi jatraka bhadra bhuda mushrakum kumarta apta bhajatam sadharmataha. When I was in Mayapur, in the new devotee center, our in charge told us to get by heart this verse. This is very, very wonderful. So, although I am not qualified, so let's see how much I can explain. Please, requesting all the devotee, please bless me. And Prabhupada is sitting there. So, I am very earnestly praying to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, please make me speak. I am simply the puppet in your hand. Please make me speak. Please inspire me, give me impetus to speak something on this transcendental literature subject matter. And it is possible in the assembly of the devotee. I consider myself simply a white color screen. Certainly before coming to ISKCON Society, you were used to watch cinema. You took a ticket, paid money. First time you entered into the cinema hall, and you are waiting, and only seeing a white color screen. Then you started to think yourself, oh, what an idiot I am. I purchased this ticket with a lot of money just to see this white screen? No. Wait. With patience. After some time you see the displaying. Where from the displaying is coming? From the projection. The machine is being operated by a person. The screen doesn't any capability itself to show you anything. But the projection, when the projection is there, then it's possible. Similarly, I look upon myself as this white color screen, and you are the projector. Focus your blessings. Project your blessings upon me. And Prabhupada is the operator. So then something can be possible. Okay, yesterday was very, very auspicious. Ratha Yatra festival, historical, I was completely impressed and astonished to see the assembly of devotee and how lovingly and seriously they all were engaged in the service of Jagannath Dev. Some were playing instruments, some were dancing, some were singing, some were guarding, some were means worshipping. It's so wonderful atmosphere. The another important reason of yesterday's festival was, yesterday was Ekadashi. Right? And not only ordinary. Very special. It comes once in a year. Nirjala. Fasting even from the water. How many of you were fasting even from the water? I also tried. Yeah. And it's possible. Although we all participated in the festival, we are walking, dancing and singing, but you know, these same devotees, they fasted completely. So another important reason of the speciality of the day is the devotee must chant more and more and more rounds. Ekadashi is meant for that. We don't eat, we don't sleep. Why? In order to save our time. Why? To use it in chanting and hearing. So you say, why your study is so special? This is the reason. One time, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, one of our acharya in our disciplic succession, he was completely indifferent to this material nature. Sitting in the secluded place, he was engaged only in chanting and chanting and chanting. This is his regular business. He had only one disciple. He is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. Before that, he didn't have any disciple. He promised not to give initiation. He thought himself so insignificant. He thought that I am not qualified to initiate anybody. Only he was chanting and chanting. One day he called of his some followers. Some followers were there, 2-3 boys. They used to go to him to participate in his chanting class. One day, just the day before, Gaur Purnima, called Babaji, come. Tomorrow, we'll arrange a feast. The followers became astonished to hear, Babaji, he does not take anything. He takes only one glass of matha. You know, matha means buttermilk. After 3 days, nothing else. But now he's declaring tomorrow he'll arrange the feast. He has nothing. No kitchen, no utensils, no oven, no nothing. But how he can arrange a feast? He was whispering, don't say everyone, just you all come. We'll arrange the feast. They became very inquisitive, asking Babaji, how it is possible? You don't have anything. And he was whispering, it would be the feast of holy name. Because tomorrow is the day of Gaur Purnima, the appearance day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came down to this nature to make a chant, holy name. If we like to please Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the best way is to chant the holy name. So tomorrow, whole day long and night, we'll only chant and chant and chant. That would be the festival of holy name. That would be the, you know, feast. Similarly, every day we take Mahaprasad, right? We relish Mahaprasad. But sometimes we know we arrange feast prasadam. What is the specialty of feast? Feast means different types, varieties of items. And that day we take more prasadam up to the... Why? Because today is feast. Generally, maximum you take 1 spoonful of rice or 2 chapatis and like this. But on the day of feast, we take more. Similarly, Bhagavan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercifully has given us another chance to do feast of holy name. And that day comes time to time, not every day. So that day of the day of Ekadashi, that day of the appearance day of Lord Sri Krishna, Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should observe that day with the mood of chanting holy name more and more and more. So yesterday was like that. So all the devotees should chant more rounds. So today, It's very important that Srimad Bhagavatam is saying about the instructions of Narad Muni. He is another acharya in our succession. He is giving instruction to Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva, he is the great acharya, most exalted devotee. He is specially empowered by Sri Krishna, Shakta Vishabhutar. One day he became very confused. He could not figure out the reason why he is dissatisfied in his heart. Although he compiled all the books, his great contribution and activity for the society, but he was feeling dissatisfaction in his heart. He was trying his best to know the reason, but he couldn't. Eventually he approached his spiritual master Narad Muni. Somebody can raise the question, how it is possible for Vyasadeva, he is a most talented personality, he descended to nature to enlighten the society with the Vedic wisdom. He compiled books, but why he felt dissatisfaction? And he is such a personality in the situation, he could not find out the reason. How it is possible for him? Yeah, it's possible. Because that time he was affected by Maya. Maya? Is it possible to be affected? Maya for Vyasadeva? Yeah, possible. But that Maya is called Yoga Maya. We, the living entity in this nature, they are affected by the spell of Mahamaya. But when something happens in like this, with a very special devotee, with the exalted devotee, and sometimes not every all the pastimes takes place due to the divine arrangement of Jogomaya. It was Jogomaya's arrangement. Through this incident, Vyasadeva is teaching us. He's Acharya. He's teaching us. You can do a lot. But if your services is not offered to the lotus feet of Krishna, if your knowledge is not connected with the spiritual topic, if your post and position and prestige is not spiritual, then you must not become happy. You cannot derive any satisfaction, as I did. Before compiling Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva compiled all the books. And most of the books are presenting the topic of materiality. That is the reason. When he approached Narad Muni, his spiritual master, then his master told him, Vyasadeva, you have done a lot, but you did not describe the transcendental qualities of Sri Krishna along with his devotee. You do it and see your situation. Being instructed in this way, Vyasadeva, at the end of all his writings, Vedanta, the end of all the Vedanta, Vedas, Anta means end, in his mature stage, following the instruction and footsteps of Narad Muni, he compiled this book. And after that, he's fully satisfied. Suprasidoti, completely satisfied. And when Vyasadeva approached Narad Muni, the Narad Muni gave him different types of instruction. So out of this today is one verse. Isn't it important? Narad Muni is a spiritual master, guru. Sanskrit word, guru, gu plus ru equal to guru. Gu means andhakar. Darkness. Gu means darkness. Ru means light. Darkness means the darkness of ignorance. And light means the light of knowledge. Guru is such a personality who can bring us from the darkness of ignorance to the light, to the light of knowledge. He is Guru. Narad Muni is the exemplary Guru. He helped to dispel the darkness of ignorance even from Vasudev. Due to the divine arrangement of Jogamaya, Vasudev played the role that he is ignorant, right? He couldn't understand. But that time, Narad Muni was so capable, enlightened him completely to show him the real reason, and he compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam is also so powerful, which can enlighten us completely and dispel the darkness of ignorance. Krishna sadhama upagateng dharma gano adibhishaho kalau nashta disham eko puranark adhuna aditaho. When Krishna disappeared from this nature, went back to his eternal abode, that time two things followed him. The principle of religiosity and transcendental knowledge. Dharma gyano adibhishaho. Krishna went back along with religiosity and knowledge. So Krishna is now here. He has gone to his spiritual world, and knowledge is also went with him. So no knowledge means that time the society became full of ignorance, full of darkness. And to remove that darkness, Bhagavatam appeared. Puran Ark Adhuna Dito. At present, after the disappearance of Lord Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam descended, appeared in the society. Why? In order to enlighten. So if somebody approaches Srimad Bhagavatam, must, there is a guarantee, he will be enlightened. So now, in the beginning, tekta, by giving up, shadharmato, one's occupational duty. Shadharma. Sa means own. Sa means self. Self means soul. Soul means you. Shadharmato means your occupational duty. So the meaning, the exact meaning of sha means self. Self means soul. But sometimes this word indicates our body. Sometimes the word stands for our mind. This is the description of Srila Prabhupada. But here shadharma is different. Shadharma means occupational engagement. We know from Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is saying, Chatur Bannam Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasho. I have classified the people of the society into four categories on the basis of their activities and quality. What are these four categories? Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaisya and Shudra. So each and every category is having some their specific duties. Like Brahman, Jajan, Jajan, Patan, Patan, Dan, Parigro. These are the six activities of Brahman. Jajan, he will practice and make other practice. Jajan, Jajan. He will worship and he will engage other also in the worshipping system. He will accept the charity, but he cannot accumulate it. He cannot deposit it. If he says that so much charity is coming, he will take it for his personal life. And the extra donation and charity, he will donate it to the society. Patan, patan, dan, parigraha. These are the actions. He will instruct the king of the society. He's oil parched. This is Brahman. Kshatriya means he will give protections to the citizens, take care of the state activities. If it is necessary, he will fight against the enemy to maintain the jurisdiction of the country. Vaishya, business class. He will profit money by running the business. Cultivate the land and give protection to the cows. Krishi Goraksha Banidho. I am speaking from Bhagavad Gita, the informations. And Shudra, his life should be sacrificed for the three classes of people. So this is their Shadharma. Krishna classified the society into four. You know why? The purpose was to maintain the society. With the social purpose. If we do not see these four categories of people are present in the society must not run properly. States has been given to this classification, but nowadays this system is about to abolish. That's why we see the system. Due to the absence of the system, society is not running properly, right? So this is Swadharma. If somebody is Kshatriya, he should act like the Kshatriya. He should not think, no, let me leave my activities, Swadharma, and accept the Swadharma of Brahmana. No, Krishna is not allowing. Krishna is saying, no. Swadharme nidhanam sreyo, paro dharme bhaya baho. If you, it is necessary, you should become completely distracted, staying in your Swadharma, but don't leave it. It's very dangerous to accept the Swadharma of other categories. Don't do it. But here we see the recommendation. Narada Muni is saying, give up. Takta Swadharmam. You give up your Swadharma. If somebody gives up on hearing this instruction and accepts the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, giving us his Swadharma, if he is fully engaged in the transcendental loving service of Radha Krishna, what is the loss? What is the loss? No loss. He need not to maintain the Swadharma at that time, but make sure he has accepted Krishna's lotus feet. He has taken shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Why it has been recommended here to accept the lotus feet of Krishna? Because if you accept the lotus feet of Krishna, you can gain everything. Everything is existing in the lotus feet of Krishna. And automatically you can become free from the entanglement of this material nature. So you can become free from the pangs of this material nature very easily. Because we are all entangled here, that's why we are all in the suffering condition. Krishna's lotus feet is such a thing which will help you to become free from the material pangs and deride the transcendental pleasure. Ashoko ya bhai amrita yadhar tomaro charono dai tahate ekon Bishram lobhya chadino bhabe ro bhai. Prabhu chadino bhabe ro bhai. Understood? The description of the lotus feet, charanam bhujam. Charan means lotus feet. Ambhujam means lotus. Krishna's lotus feet is compared to the lotus. The description we see through this song, Krishna lotus feet is, you know how? Ashaka. Shak means lamentation. A means no. His lotus feet is such a thing, there is no lamentation. Sometimes we see some person's name as Ashak, but maybe he doesn't know the meaning. Really, Ashok means the lotus feet of Krishna. Ashok Abhayo. Where is the boy? Expert in playing mridanga. His name is Abhay. Abhay. A means nahi. Bhai means dar. Kai dar nahi. No fear. We see everyone. They are very afraid. Everyone is like fearful. Why? We do not like to be afraid of. We do not like to fear, right? How you can become avoid, free from danger, free from fear? Simply by taking shelter, Krishna's lotus feet. Ashoko abhayo. There is no lamentation, there is no fear. What is there? There is nectar. Amrita Adha, the reservoir of nectar. And nectar is needed to all life. Why? Because everyone would like to become immortal. The nectar will make you immortal, right? That is the only place. The lotus feet of Krishna. Tahate yakon. Now. Yakon means now. I took shelter of your lotus feet. Bishram logviya, I have taken shelter at his lotus feet. Charino bhabero bhai prabhu. Charino bhabero bhai. In my life, there is no any anxiety, fear, lamentation. I am completely free and happy. I am happy. So this is the description. Right? The another description we see from Vaishnav song. What is that? Bhajohure mano sri nanda nandana abhaya charona robindore. Bhajohure mano. You've heard the song? Oh, my dangerous, wicked mind. Why you are wasting your most precious time from human life? You worship the lotus feet of Krishna. Bhajohure mano. Sri Nanda Nandana. Sri Nanda Nandana, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Avaya charunarabindore. Because his lotus feet is free from all different sorts of dangers and problems and anxieties and lamentations and this is the description Narada Muni is mentioned. Giving up all his business. You know, we see from the Bhagavatam, if you are perfectly situated at the lotus feet of Krishna, you are no more obliged to the society, to your family, to the country, to the... No! You are completely free. Proof is Srimad Bhagavatam. What is that? The slok is like, very nice slok. Apto, what is the slok? Devarshi bhutapto ninang pitrinang knocking koronayo meaning charajan. Sarvatmanaja sharanam sharanam gata mukundam paririta kartum. So nice recommendation. My devotee is no more obliged to devata, demigods, deva, devarshi, devata plus rishi. My devotee is not obliged to demigod, to the saintly persons, bhuto, to any other living entities, apto, to his relatives. Pitrinang to his forefather, ancestors, nobody. Because he is my beloved, he is my dear most servant. No king karo, he is not the king kar. King kar means subject. He is not the king kar of anybody else. Who has completely, wholeheartedly surrendered unto the lotus feet of Krishna. And he is the only person, his lotus feet is the only thing which can make you completely liberated, give you emancipation. So on hearing this description, how many of you like to become fully surrendered and how many of you like to take complete shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna? Raise your hand! Oh, Gauranga. Gauranga. Okay. Keep it in your mind. Snap has already been taken. So we should do it. Why I asked this question? Because I saw that already you have taken shelter, right? Already. So now what to do? Continue it. Render devotional service in such a way, then there will be no question of falling down. But keep it mind that this is material nature. Danger will come to affect you. We see the allurements of Maya around us. Nikotosto Maya tare japotiya dhare. The allurement of Maya is not so far from you. If you forget Krishna, if you are deviated from the lotus feet of Krishna, if you are deviated from the perfect talk of devotional service, immediately Maya, who is prevailing around you, drops you in this way. Immediately it may happen. But don't worry. Don't think, oh Prabhu, this is the possibility. So, I will not accept this path. If you are so reluctant to accept this path, no, assurance is there. Kobartha apta bhajatam adharmata sadharmataha jatraka bhadra. What is the loss? Abhadra, jatraka, what is the loss? Somehow, we do not expect in this way, but somehow, due to the allurements of Maya, if you are fallen down, what is the loss? The verse is saying, what is the loss? Krishna says, if one cannot complete this course of devotional service, somehow he is deviated from the path, still, I give him reward. In his next life, in Bhagavad Gita, 6th chapter, verse number 41, Krishna is saying what? Prapta punnam kitam loka usitta sasvate sama suchinang simatang gehe jagabhrashta vijayate. Jagabhrashta. Bhrashta means deviation. He was situated on this path of religion, devotional service, but somehow, for the time being, he is now deviated from the path. Jagabhrashta. What will happen to life, to his life? Krishna says, I will help him by giving the chance to take his birth in a suchinang, in a religious family, in a Brahmanical family. Suchinang simatang, in a rich family. In the aristocratic family, where there would be no tension and concern, frustration about money. scarcity of food and clothes. Isn't that right? Generally, you see people shows the excuse. Oh, how I can take devotional service because I need to maintain my family. I need to earn money and maintain my family and this and that. Krishna is saying, no, I will give him a chance to take birth in aristocratic family where there will be no scarcity of food and clothes and money and nothing. And Brahmanical family means so that you can become enlightened in the beginning of your life. Krishna is saying, so what is the problem? In the next verse, 42, 6th chapter, Krishna is saying what? Athava yoginam eva kule bhavati dhimatam. Athava. Or, I give him the chance to take birth in the family of transcendentalist. You will see in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying, our humble self, Prabhupada is saying regarding himself, and my beloved spiritual master, he, Jolines Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, had this opportunity to take birth in the family of transcendentalist. Generally, it happens in the family of the Goswamis. They are very, very special personality. This is the speciality of devotional service. If you are not successful in your devotion in this life, no loss. Krishna will give you another chance. And you will able to start from your devotional activity from where? Where you stopped, from where you deviated from the process. Just after that, you can continue it. It will not be vanquished. But the material actions, which is not connected with Krishna and Krishna Bhakti, in the next type, it will become completely destroyed. Like Prabhuji has taken the degree of master degree, suppose. Okay, next type you got the human body. This does not mean that you will get the chance, you will come to this material nature again in human body with master degree certificate. No. You forget this. You have to begin again from A, B, C, D. But if you are devotionally enlightened, then in the next life, from the beginning of your life, maybe you are a baby. But you will start to display the devotional interest. We see even sometime in some special family, this small baby. The example is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was the baby in the lap of his mother. But he has so keen interest in hearing and chanting Krishna's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. We see the same thing in Srila Prabhupada. In his childhood, he didn't have any interest in playing, the materialistic playing. Rather, he arranged Ratha Jatra festival. His father helped him. Radha Krishna worship, participation in different devotional festivals, we see, right? In Srila Prabhupada. What does it mean? Because he was advanced from his previous life. So there is no loss. And Prabhupada in his purport has given different examples. The example of Chitragata Maharaj. He was devotee, but somehow he committed offenses to the lotus feet of Shiva. And he was deviated. But eventually what do we see? Chitragata Maharaj is pure devotee. Again, he started devotional service. Example has given by Srila Prabhupada. We see the name Ajamil. He was a Brahman. Running his Brahmanical culture, but somehow he developed his attachment to a prostitute and fall down. And again, by the divine arrangement of Krishna, he continued. Right? So many examples are there in Srimad Bhagavatam. So many examples. So many examples are there. So we should become assured. Devotional service is the only process. There is no alternative to make you completely satisfied and purified. And by the causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada, at least a little, we came to know the importance of devotional service, right? Before Srila Prabhupada, in our society, although we see the glory of devotional service in the books, but nobody knew it. Most of the people are involved in karmakand and gyanakand. So Prabhupada has made us, Prabhupada has given us a very wonderful opportunity to be connected with devotional service, to become the devotee of ISKCON. So if we always are in this ISKCON society, then our life is, carefree. No more anxiety and frustration. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki, Jai Janitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Va. Thank you very much.